Tom Mix was known as King of the Cowboys, starring in over 300 films from 1910 to 1935. He might also have been the king of marriage, having tied the knot 5 times. The story of the movie star and those brides is this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McRae inviting our listeners to join me on a railroading tour of the Canadian Rockies featuring agricultural highlights August 3rd to August 12th. Fly to Calgary and experience breathtaking views on our train journey to Vancouver aboard Via Rails Canadian. Then a scenic ferry ride takes us to historic Victoria and the Bouchard Gardens. Agricultural features include Vandermeulen greenhouses and Golden Ears cheese crafters. All airfare, great hotels, and more are included. Call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Iris Meyer lives in the hometown of cowboy movie star Tom Mix. The museum here shares his amazing story, including the intriguing fact that
he was married 5 times. He was married to a little school teacher when he was in the service. That's how he came to Indian Territory. She didn't like him being gone so much.
That marriage was annulled. 2 years later, he married again.
The next wife was the hotel owner's daughter where he was staying, and I think she began to think she kind of married beneath her, and so she divorced him.
1 year later, in 1907, he tried marriage a third time, thanks in part to another notable Oklahoman.
Will Rogers introduced him to Olive Stokes and Dewey. They had 10 pretty good years. Their goal was to have a quiet ranch life, but when the movie career took off, they moved to Hollywood, and that began to be the problem.
Celebrities sometimes fall in love with their counterparts on screen. That's what happened next for Tom Mix.
He did go on and marry the leading lady, and that was 12 tempestuous years. And she lived abroad a lot until she met a count, came back and divorced Tom on Christmas Eve.
The marriage to actress Victoria Ford was his longest, 12 years, before she married the European count.
His last marriage was to a lady in his circus, and that seemed to be a pretty stable marriage.
Mix died in a car accident in 1940. His 5 marriages produced 2 children. You can see all about his movie career at his hometown museum. Traveling the countryside in Dewey, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McRae.